Illegal migrants indicted for rape of disabled man in France. By Chris Tomlinson on March 26, 2022. Two illegal immigrants have been indicted by a French court and charged with raping a 20-year-old disabled man, robbery, and violence. The two illegal migrants, a 20-year-old who claims to be from Morocco and a 28-year-old Algerian, are said to have raped the 20-year-old disabled man in the village of Invetage over the course of last Saturday night and early Sunday morning. The victim is a worker at ESAT Cal Cavaler, a center that employs people with various kinds of disabilities and gives them work in its laundry, bakery, kitchen, delicatessen or grocery shop. The attack is said to have taken place on a walking path near the grocer, with the two suspects believed to have forced the disabled man to perform oral sex on them, Le Figaro reports. Prosecutor of the Republic Jean-David Cavaillé confirmed that the two men arrested were illegal immigrants claiming to be from North Africa and that they had no fixed address. A prior report from the newspaper L'Independent indicated that police had initially arrested three people in connection with the incident, but the third individual, supposedly a minor, had been released from police custody. The incident comes just months after a Nigerian man was indicted by a court in Rouen for allegedly kidnapping and raping an 11-year-old girl said to have a mental disability. The Nigerian, who denied sexually abusing the young girl, is said to have approached her on the street where she and her family live. The victim told police the 19-year-old had forcibly kissed and touched her inappropriately. Other asylum seekers and immigrants have made headlines in recent years for sexually abusing people with disabilities, including a 30-year-old in Belgium who was convicted of raping a disabled woman in the hopes she would get pregnant and he could use the child as an excuse to remain in the country. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.